Next is a progress note on Nancy Engel, E-N-G-E-L, Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y. Place of the Pines of Burton Memory, change the Pines of Lapeer Memory Care, Pines of Lapeer Memory Care. Date was January 17, 2022. Ms. Engel was seen regarding COPD, hypothyroidism, and she had a recent right hip fracture, and she had a foley in place, which she pulled out, period. Preparing a history of present illness. Mrs. Engel is known to have breast cancer, for which she is on anastrozole, and she's known to have hypothyroidism, she will have a thyroxine, period. These do not seem to be bothering her, period. She does have COPD, and is currently not on any inhalers, period. She denied having shortness of breath at rest, period. She had a recent right hip fracture repair. It came out of the hospital about 5 to 7 days ago, period. She denies she has a blister of the right heel, period. This, however, is more of a reddish blood-colored blister, and there's no open area, period. There's no pain there, but the staff is trying to keep the pressure off the bed, period. Her delusional disorder seems stable on the current dose of Seroquel, 25 milligrams twice a day. And while she has some delusions from time to time, they don't seem to be distressing, period. It's interesting that she pulled her catheter out, period. She has voided since, and there doesn't seem to be evidence of retention. So I will leave the catheter out, and the staff can check for residual urine, period. If the residual urine is high, she may need the Foley put back in, period. She didn't seem to have any discomfort, period. New paragraph review of systems. Negative for fever, chills, headache, chest pain, dyspnea, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, dysuria, diarrhea, constipation, or bleeding, period. Past history is positive for COPD, hypothyroidism, history of breast cancer, delusional disorder, hypothyroidism, recent right hip fracture. The parent got family history. Father died of melanoma in his 50s. Her mother died of heart disease. The parent got examination. She's not acutely ill or distressed and is adequately nourished. Blood pressure 116 over 70, pulse is up a bit at 112, temperature 98.1, O2 saturation 93%, spite rate 18, head and neck, pupils equal to reactylite, eyelids in conjunctiva normal, extraocumus normal, oral mucosa normal, neck simple, no mass, no thyromegaly, no nose, lungs slightly diminished breath sounds, no wheezes or crackles, period, percussion normal, chest and a right mastectomy. Abdomen soft, non-tender. CNS claims go through normal, sensation intact. Repair got musculoskeletal. There's an incision of her right hip and that appears clean, period. She does have a little bit of pain with movement, but not severe, period. There's a very trace flexion contraction of the left knee, period. For the most part, I was able to extend the knees, period. Skin has a blister on the right heel. That's a bit of dark red in color, period. The pupil pulses are palpable. There's slight edema on the right compared to the left, period. The paragraph assessment on plan. One, she seems stable with her hip fracture and incisions healing, period. Two, she has the heel blister, and I recommend that they keep the pressure off it, period. It does not appear infected, and there's no open area whatsoever, period. Three, she has COPD, which is currently stable. Four, she has delusional disorder, and I'll continue Seroquel 25 milligrams BID. Five, she has hypothyroidism, stable, and I'll continue levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily, period. Six, she has hypertension, but that's controlled without any medications, period. Seven, she has depression. And then I'll continue Lexapro 10 milligrams daily, period. Eight, she has breast cancer, and I'll continue Neftrozole, ANASCROZOLE, 1 milligram daily for this period. Nine, I will leave the Foley in. I mean, I will leave the Foley out for now and see if she voids adequately to give her a trial of voiding, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of dictation.